News organizations pride themselves on their editorial balance, whether in print or broadcast. Jeffrey Dvorkin is NPR's ombudsman, or listener's advocate. He hears from many listeners on the issue of balance. He thinks that too much attention to balance is not always good for journalism.
It's one of the oldest rules in journalism: get both sides of the story. To do this, the reporter has to, 1, leave the newsroom, 2, find out the facts, 3, mix in opposing points of view, and voila, you have your story. But these days, listeners and journalists say they find that approach to news just doesn't work anymore. Listeners tell me that they want NPR to go beyond the facts and to get to the so-called real story, whatever that is. They're convinced that the media in general have become so obsessed with balance that journalists seem to go out of their way to avoid drawing conclusions out of fear of being accused of bias. There may be something to that accusation. Mainstream media, and that includes NPR, are under a lot of pressure and scrutiny. First, there are the media watchdogs from the left and the right. They're on the prowl looking for signs of bias, and they're quick to point out when NPR is not balanced according to their point of view. Second, some listeners are upset whenever they hear an opinion that they don't share. They seemed shocked whenever they hear ideas and opinions that differ from their own. Third, even some journalists think that balance is overrated. But I think journalists who prefer commentary to reporting are suffering from blog envy. Blogs are those online places where opinion dominates. It's where the cut and thrust of daily journalism can be found. Blogs also have upped the pressure on mainstream media. I understand that it's a real temptation to want to comment, but it's a temptation that journalists should resist. But perhaps balance deserves to be out of favor if we just report the news in a he says, she says kind of way. Listeners say that this style of reportage doesn't tell them anything they don't already know. Listeners are frustrated with this perpetual election campaign approach, giving equal time to both sides, and so are a lot of journalists who report politics in this way. C.P. Scott, the editor of the Manchester Guardian, once observed that comment is free, but facts are sacred. And at a time when media consumers are fractious and divided, journalism needs to recommit to providing reliable, fact-based reporting. Only when reporters present all the facts will they be able to provide a conclusion that can't be dismissed as just an opinion. Balance is a good thing, of course, but balance should not be an end in itself, but a means to an end, and that end is to get to the truth. One way around this dilemma, in my opinion, is for NPR to recommit to doing more investigative reporting, where conclusions are both necessary and unavoidable. That's what the listeners both expect and deserve.
Jeffrey Dvorkin is NPR's ombudsman.